Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Moore reaches second base with a double. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. There goes Mancuso. The throw from Tresh to Michaels, and Mancuso is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Mike Trush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trush is 0 for 1 in the game. Trush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Farrell moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to third. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Christman scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kurt Wright strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nagel pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Schalk moves to third. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Schalk scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.